visiting with Rob LaRue at the National Farmers Union. Let's talk a little bit about the trade conflicts and how they're affecting our farmers right now.
Yeah, it is the big story right now, right? Because it is driving one of the biggest problems right now that farmers and ranchers across the country are facing, and that is the lack of certainty. And that lack of certainty and lack of these markets is really affecting the overall piece, other part of this too, and that is price. Until we get these markets back in a better place, until we can get a handle on the supply of product out there, then we are going to continue to see these low prices and continue to have the problems. So the big push right now is to bring some certainty. The most immediate thing right now that a lot of folks are focused on is USMCA. Now, to be honest, we don't think that that's going to be a huge panacea. It doesn't really move the market that much in terms of the agreement itself on agriculture. But what it will do is add a little bit of certainty, which I think will be good for everything. But the bigger question out there on trade is China. We continue to have reports of promises of a little bit of progress and so forth. But I think most folks who look at this do see that we are going to have very long-lasting effects of the China trade challenge right now. That's just going to last for years out there. So the question really is, are we going to be in this cycle where we just kind of have to rely on ad hoc disaster assistance of payments out of the government? That's certainly not what farmers want. We want to get that out of the marketplace. So what do we need to do in order to make that happen? And that's really the focus that we have right now.
In terms of like what next year looks like for 2020, do you see this getting better?
Gosh, I have to say, and I think like most farmers, we're always optimists, right? You know, next year's going to be better. You know, weather's going to be perfect. We're going to get the right amount of moisture. Cattle prices are going to be where they need to be. But while there might be some positive signs out there, I think it is also likely that we will get the USMCA or this trade 2.0 or NAFTA 2.0 done. But I think, again, China's going to be a long-lasting problem. And so I think price, unfortunately, is going to continue to be a challenge. It's going to, you know, folks are going to have to continue to buckle down to try to get a crop. I think bankers are getting very nervous about what this is going to look like as we get into next season and start trying to pencil out cash flow. It's really tough, and that's across all markets right now.
Well, and you talked a little bit about moisture. Of course, extreme conditions, always a factor in the United States with too much rain, too little rain, droughts. How is that going to play out?
Well, Oklahoma just seems like one of those prime examples, right, where it's either one extreme or the other. And obviously, that's a real challenge. We need to make sure that we have better response, quite frankly, to assistance and help so that farmers can and ranchers can know what to expect when those conditions happen. What can we be doing, whether it's conservation practices, et cetera, that are now being employed to save some of that moisture and be able to use it when we are, you know, in a deficit right now? But these are going to be long-term questions. I mean, the fact is, whether you call it climate change, whether you call it changing weather patterns or whatever, we're very likely to see these even bigger kind of changes up and down in the coming years. So what can farmers themselves be doing to mitigate that? What can we be doing on a policy side to make that easier for farmers to do that? Because, again, we want independent farmers out there. We don't want corporate-owned. And everything that we can be doing, we need to do to mitigate these effects.
Well, it's always been an up-and-down time for farmers, but you guys actually have some neat programs in place. Talk to us a little bit about the Farmtown Strong campaign.
Farmtown Strong, we're really proud of this. This is a plan with Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau and Farmers Union came together to look at the, you know, kind of burgeoning problem that we have in a lot of communities with the opioid crisis. In some ways, it's really tied also to farm stress, because we know that there's a lot of reasons why folks get attached and addicted to opioids. It can be a host of things, and one of those is stress-related. We also know that in rural communities, we have less access to good health care, less access to good mental health care. All of these things are kind of contributing to these burgeoning problems there. What Farm Bureau and Farmers Union did was come up with a survey that went out there, and what we discovered was that farm families themselves are probably impacted much more than any a typical kind of rural community folks out there. So we felt it necessary to get out there and talk about the real effects of this problem, ways to kind of mitigate it, and to remove some of the stigma. The fact is that this is an illness. Addiction is an illness. It is not a weakness of character or anything. And so farmers talking to farmers about this, coming together in their communities with their church organizations and so forth, the one thing that we all recognize is that rural communities are incredibly resilient and strong. And so really this is about tapping into that network and making sure that we can overcome this crisis.
Well, going along with that, let's talk a little bit about the Farm Crisis Campaign, because that's a good one too.
Yeah, so Farmers Union, through farmcrisis.org, has a number of resources out there. The fact is, again, that we unfortunately are going to be in this pattern, I think, for a while. So it might go up and down depending on what state you're in, but the fact is that there's a tremendous amount of pressure out there, both in terms of stress and in terms of credit crunch and so forth. We know that in spite of the fact that folks always argue that we are not seeing another 80s, the fact is that we have debt levels which are at and starting to exceed the debt levels that we had during the 80s. If land prices change dramatically, we could see ourselves, or interest rates change, we could very quickly see ourselves. And the fact is that even though we aren't in another 80s crisis, individually, farmers and ranchers out there are really being affected by this. So what can we be doing to tap them into resources? So we do have this campaign going on there. We also are working very closely with USDA and a number of other groups to try to get additional services out there so that the real issue of farm suicide, farmer mental health is recognized, that when folks are going into the county offices, the FSA and so forth, that the signs of stress can be identified. And really, again, it's about removing the stigma and having neighbors checking in on their neighbors and tapping into that resilience out there that rural communities across Oklahoma and the country are really good at.
So as we get into 2020, what are some of you guys' big incentives going forward?
Well, unfortunately, these themes that we've been talking about are going to be all it. Again, it's what can we be doing to bring about additional certainty out there into the marketplace, whether it's getting trade agreements settled, whether it's about being able to affect price, whether it's being able to affect challenges in the what we see in a consolidated market, cattle market itself. You know, what can we be doing there to make sure that prices are better? So many of these markets are really consolidated. Are there ways that we can be changing our antitrust reviews and so forth to make sure that farmers themselves at the bottom of this chain, unfortunately, have a more competitive advantage to do what they do best, which is farm, and to get a fair price out of the marketplace?